it's scary. There's some pumps have a spare. I mean, I tell everybody that have a spare sump pump. That and make sure you have flood insurance if you have a basement. It doesn't matter, like whether it's a flood or not.
Yeah, but that you're allowed to build a pond that's going to flood. Like, I don't think that makes sense either.
No, but I don't think it's the township's responsibility to maintain that thing.
Yeah. The same thing happened at Fallen Timbers. We were doing something. Like, that's why when Mike is here, we should talk about this problem.
And I may have overstepped, but when I've been out there, I've helped you clean it. And the last time when I seen someone lay on their belly, I said, time out, you're done. It's just not, the juice isn't worth the squeeze on that one, and I'm not going to put our guys at risk. Yeah. They understood that. But I, so you don't hear from the grapevine, I'm the one that did it, I'm the one that said it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what we can.
Maybe reach out to Matt McFadden or Mike.
That's why I put him in contact.
I mean, prior so they can have maybe have an answer for it at the next meeting.
I talked to Matt before I throw him under the bus. I make sure that he's...
He likes to be thrown under the bus. That's how he sounds.
Sometimes I tell him, I'll call him and say the bus was yellow, then I'll say what I got to say. But we talk. We have conversations frequently. Other than that, with the storms, we had a handful of bread repairs come down. Imagine that. We rented a stump grinder. We'll do the numbers on what it costs us, hours, man hours, and efficiency. And we'll do it one more time in the fall to see where we're at, to see if it makes sense for 2027 to
actually purchase one. Okay. That Bradford Paris brings up a request I sent to Eric. A neighbor has a Bradford pear over a pasture and it's causing problems. And Eric was looking into if we have any Bradford pear
grants or
right to get rid of them in the township. So he's working on that. Just keep everybody in the loop, Eric. If you find something or somebody comes back to you. But as it stands now, when a Bradford pear goes down, we take it down. We're not getting rid of any other Bradford pears unless.
So we take trees down if they're diseased, dying, or they're at risk for basically splitting and falling in the road. Waterside, I marked five, the entrance of Waterside over the, when you go over the bridge on the right hand side, there's three on the right and two on the left. And if you look at them, they're cracked. Well, every time one's cracked, it happens after 3:30, which means I have two people coming in, which means time wise, it makes sense to clear in a day ahead of time. So instead of being reactive, I like to be proactive. That doesn't mean I'm going to go clear cut Waterside or go clear cut any subdivision because someone doesn't like this tree or their HOA wants these trees. Not what I'm doing. If it meets that criteria and it is an issue, I will deem that issue based on some things that we have. I have a lot of homeowners. Well, I've been, and you don't, listen, I'm not here to prune your trees or make your neighborhood beautiful. That's not what I'm doing. I'm here to protect the road and a tree from falling on your house or a risk. That's what I'm doing. So I try to work with them as best as possible. I try to educate them on what I know. And when we ground as much as we can. We don't chase roots. We don't want to get into sprinkler heads and all those kind of things. But that's where I'm at with Bradford pears.
Are we monitoring at all that no more Bradford pears are getting planted?
As far as I know,
no, I think the nursery, the state has declared it
invasive. You can't sell them anymore.
They can't, the nurseries don't have them.
Okay. Anything else, Doug? Okay. Questions, Brian? Okay, that takes us to fire chief.
Okay. Yeah. Took care of the one action item under the new business. Other than that, the monthly statistics, 232 incidents we responded to in the month of March. And provided a summary from our Fire Prevention Bureau as well, the remaining portions, informational, if you have any questions.
What is your, what's the sign up? How's the sign up going for Safety Township?
Rocket Start, we had within the first couple of days four or five sign up. Kathleen made up a little bit of a plan to repush it out for some notifications and that. So I think we have about 10 signed up right now currently, aiming for a maximum of 30 for each session. So 30 for the morning, 30 for the afternoon sessions.
Okay. Questions for Chief?
What's the age bracket on the?
It's the pre-kindergarten, so the ones that are entering kindergarten. And then actually the roundabout closure helps us a little bit now because they changed the Waterville Montclova closure to starting in July, which will be after Safety Town. Before it was scheduled to start right about the time of Safety Town, so they'll actually keep the road open there a little bit.
Okay.
make it a little easier to get the kiddos there.
Do you go through the schools to advertise it at all, just in case you have younger kids that are...
Yeah, we send information out to the schools as well so that they can include it with their like kindergarten registration information. And then advertise it on the social media sites and the app.
Anything else?
Thank you.
That we do not have an executive session tonight, so what remains is public comment, and I have Lynn Cox on my list.
Right now, Waterville Township trustees are being faced soon with a decision on a large data center. It's been confirmed by the Waterville mayor. Potentially, from what we understand, it's 1,500 acres. And it's going to be a major decision for them. Meanwhile, here in Monclova Township, we have one trustee in particular on November 17th yelling at us, also saying Josh Williams can stop screwing with the zoning, put herself in timeout, quote, I'm in timeout, called us raucous and rude. On December 1st in a working session, was pretty thrilled to say we don't even have to answer their questions. Barb Lang has had a pattern of behavior of eye rolls, rudeness, frustration, dismissive, has been sarcastic and snide, including at the last meeting after the executive session after the camera and recording had finished. Tonight, talking about a pickleball court, says moving forward we need to think about all the details of a project. Can't imagine this person making a decision about a data center. I have no confidence in Lang's ability to make an informed decision. She lacks the maturity and emotional capacity to do this job, and I'm calling for your resignation.
I will respond by saying I'm not going to resign. I am sorry you feel that way. I'm happy to talk to anybody who'd like to address that. So,
I just have curious. I thought the Waterville Township project was not confirmed. That was just the Lucas County Bee blowing smoke.
The Waterville mayor confirmed it to a city councilman over the weekend.
I have not heard that, so.
Anything else? I would be happy to accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
On the motion, Lane?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.